Welcome again, friends, family, associates, ministry partners. God bless you for coming to continue to this wonderful revival, this season of restoration, restoral, renewal, and just seeing what God is going to do as he continues to show up throughout this weekend event. As you can see on screen right now, I have my wonderful, wonderful, good mentor and ministry partner, Mr. Tove Rose. Many of you may have already heard of him. He is the author of the new Messianic version of the Holy Bible. I'll have links for that where you can purchase that. He's also the research fellow at the Institute of Midrashic Studies of the New Testament, co-founder, producer at Call to Return Ministries, and works at Missions Founded on 24/7 Worship of Prayer, otherwise known as International House of Prayer, IHOP. You can find him at toverose.com. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know we've been talking, I guess, since 2005, we've been talking and going through the different journeys that we've both had with ministry and work and different things that we've done in our life. We've seen each other grow, and we've been there in the good times. We've been there in the bad times, and now we're seeing what God is doing in this time. So without further ado, here is Mr. Tove Rose.
Hello. How are you, Jeremy? So I am Jewish believer in Jesus, for those of you who don't know me. My full name is Toviyahu Elimelech Yaakov Yeshua Bemichael Rose, which is kind of a tradition in Orthodox Jewish culture to have what's considered your real name and then your pagan name. And I stopped using my pagan name years ago and only use my real name. And a lot of people have a hard time with remembering all of my names. So I just say, just call me Tove. It's fine. But my mom had been reading through the Bible before I was born, as she was reading through 1 Samuel as an unbeliever. And she came across the spot where Samuel's mom dedicates her son to God and said, I want to do that. And so she said, God, I know you're out there somewhere. I don't know you, but I'm giving you my firstborn son. Do with him anything you want. And she had no idea I'd end up becoming a Jewish believer in Jesus. But she gave me that name. And if you translate it into English, it means good is our God. My God is King. He is our salvation. He is the heel, like the heel of your foot. Who is like our God? So I can never forget who I belong to and the God that I serve. So I am, I've been a lot of things over the years, far as testimony goes. I want to hear more about me and who this guy is. I spent the early part of my childhood, I was sexually abused by a neighbor kid. I had a verbally and emotionally abusive father, which also didn't help at the same time. My mother and father, however, did come to believe in Jesus when I was 3 years old. And one day I walk into my mom's bedroom on a Sunday morning and ask her where she's going because she's dressed up in her best clothes. And she says to me, well, Tove, we're going to church. And I looked at her and said what every nice Jewish boy would know to say, which is, we can't go to church. We're Jewish. And so she began speaking to me about God's love and forgiveness, and it made sense to me. And I prayed with her that morning to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And got to see kind of a miracle later that day when our old Chevy car that we were driving, this is 1973, ran out of gas on the way to the church for my parents to get baptized. And the car kept going, even though it was out of gas. It kept going for like an hour after it was out of gas. And my dad was a mechanic, so he knew this was impossible and was just amazed by it. So we pulled into that parking lot. And the moment we pulled into the parking lot of the church, the car stopped. Didn't start up again until somebody got a tank of gas, a gallon of gas for my dad. So I got to see my parents baptized. I immediately began singing in tongues during the service and didn't stop. They wouldn't baptize me though. It was, the way that that church worked, that denomination works. You don't baptize children. They have to go through a class. They have to be of a certain age. And I wasn't that age, but I knew I was a believer in Jesus. I knew I was saved. And then, life happens. We moved around a lot. My dad trying to get better and better jobs for himself and a better life for the family. We moved from New York, up around Woodstock area to Southern California. Lived in Los Angeles. And, my dad had a photography studio focusing on headshots and special photography for people in the music industry and also the film industry and the TV industry, wherever we come to town. And weddings, that kind of stuff. And ended up losing that business, and we ended up moving to Texas. And we lived in Houston, we lived in Austin, and yeah, those are some traumatic times for a kid. We were moving around. We ended up moving a total of 23 times till we got to Minnesota. And by then, I had become very discouraged, and my brother and sister had not received Jesus as Lord and Savior. My mom and I had gotten involved in more New Agey, occultish stuff, just because there was no real training, no real discipleship for us. And my dad was more focused on making money, being a salesman, which is what he was good at. And we ended up losing up everything, parents filing bankruptcy. Actually, they did that several times, but that was the last time they did it. And I found myself at college going to the same school as Laura Ingalls Wilder from Little House on the Prairie. So I was down at that school in southern Minnesota. I met these two guys who were in my dorm who kept telling me about recommitting my life to Jesus. And one day I finally did. And I find myself sitting in a Bible study with them. And there is a kid sitting next to me, about 20 years old, who is from the Palestinian territories, and he hates my guts just because I'm a Jewish guy. And after a few weeks, he prays to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And that's when the Lord started convicting me about having received Jesus when I was a kid, and I recommit my life to the Lord. And I want to say things got really easy, but things got really hard after that. But there were some wonderful blessings that happened along the way. So my mother and father both became or recommitted their lives to Jesus. And within a couple months, and then within a couple months after that, my brother and sister both received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And my brother's testimony actually includes me. When he tells it, he says that it was actually the radical change in my personality and behavior from somebody who paid no attention to him or just mean to him to suddenly being somebody who's sat and listened to him is what convinced him that Jesus was real, that my life had truly been changed. So, after that, I was offered a job by to do public relations. That's one of the degrees that I had. And, I was offered this job by a very, famous singer, pop star. And on the same day, I was offered a job for a $70 a week internship with a pastor whose church met in a moldy basement in the Minneapolis area. And I had no choice. I had to give up the millions of dollars in the contract that I was offered from the pop star. And I took the $70 a week internship. And it was the best decision ever. I learned about worship leading. I learned about how to pastor and pastoral care, caring for people, loving people. Learned a lot about the stuff I needed to deal with in my own life, but hadn't been dealt with. I ended up moving to Israel because I wanted to learn more and just be immersed in modern Jewish culture. So I lived at a kibbutz, and I ended up meeting this woman who was the ex-wife of one of President Reagan's ambassadors. And during the divorce, she'd become a believer in Jesus. And she just kind of took me under her wing. She was living on that kibbutz with her new fiance. And where her new fiance lived. And so she wanted to just take me, to introduce me to people and show and share what God was doing with her. And I had no idea that this was going to be, have any impact on any of my future life, but I was totally wrong thinking it did. So what happens is she tells me that God has told her to invest in educational initiatives and help establish educationalist initiatives all over the Middle East, starting with the Bedouin, who were these nomadic people, tribal people who used to live in tents for the most part. And, that God was going to, through her, so this is what she's saying, would through her create or lay the foundation for the future underground church of the Middle East through those educational initiatives. And so she's introducing me to Middle Eastern heads of state. She's introducing me to unsavory people, terrorists, anybody who is interested in the educational initiatives. And, one day I'm having coffee at the home of the uncle of the Crown Prince of Jordan. And, we have this great conversation. He's talking about how interested he is in what the woman is doing. He's glad to meet me. And we go back several times. I'm getting to know the uncle, who is the mayor of one of the few Bedouin villages, modern villages that they have. And later on in the year, I end up meeting the Crown Prince of Jordan, and we have this great conversation about Messiah. And he's confused about how Jewish people can't believe in Jesus. And he realizes, since we have this conversation as well, about how difficult it is for Muslims, because just like Jews, you have to give up everything. And it's something he wasn't willing to do at that point in his life. And so, yeah, I can tell you so many more stories from that time period. But that's what the Lord really laid on my heart, that there was coming a time where it would be an end time sign that the final harvest of the earth was near. And that sign would be when former Muslim believers and Israeli believers of Jesus began partnering together to reach each other's people with the gospel. So former enemies coming together because of Jesus to reach each other people with the gospel. And that started happening in 2012. When some friends at the Israel College of the Bible with Palestinian and Israeli Jewish believers began going two by two into Europe, when the Muslim immigrants were coming up in large masses in overwhelming Europe. And today, because of the work that they've done, there is a thriving underground movement. Underground believers all over Europe, mostly in the eastern side of Europe. That's where it's the strongest. Since coming down here to Kansas City, where the International House of Prayer is. So there have been some other connections, reconnections, things that the Lord laid up my heart and gave me prophetic words for, like, reconnecting with some of those people I met in Israel in the mid-90s with that woman who was taking me to show me her educational initiatives. And, back then, they were unbelievers. Today, they're believers and leaders of underground movements in the Middle East. So, yeah, kind of amazing. And so, I don't know who needs to hear this, but for those of you, some of you out there who's been listening and praying and talking to the Lord and waiting for years about God releasing you to do the things that are on your heart to do, and you've been praying into them, you've been discouraged. God has worked with me. There are things that he laid in my heart to pray for and to contend for 50 years ago that are finally coming back around and coming to build, seeing fruit from them in the last 2 years. And some things from 30 years ago, just in the last 2 years, I'm seeing fruit from those things. And same with some things from 20 years ago, the same with some things from 15 years ago. And so that it's had me go back and start looking at things in my own life and things that I've been going through and realizing a lot of the struggles, a lot of turmoil, a lot of the moments where I don't know what's going on and I'm feeling discouraged, those have been the most important moments. The moments of preparation where God was working on my heart to make sure I was more reliant on him than reliant on myself so that I could see the fruit and participate in the fruit when the fruit was born and presented to me. And, you know, that's very much the kind of concept that John the Baptist was talking about, where he had this ministry. He was at the Jordan River baptizing people. And his disciples came to him and concerned that Jesus and Jesus's disciples were baptizing people. And John's response was, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. His was the response of a best man at a wedding. The bridegroom is the one that he had been proclaiming. And now the bridegroom is here. So now it was time for John and John's mission and John's voice to diminish as he continued to point to the one he'd been pointing to all along and said, now that he's here, follow him. They'll follow me. I was preparing the way of the Lord. Now the Lord is here. And not too long after that, John was beheaded. God has these amazing things planned for you too. You know, maybe you don't even believe in Jesus. Maybe you're going through difficult things. Everybody goes through difficult things, but maybe what you're going through is pretty difficult. I can't promise you that life is going to be better, that your circumstances are going to be better after you come to believe in Jesus or choose to do that. What I can promise is that should you choose to believe in Jesus, you will have a relationship with Jesus and with his Father, and with the Spirit that connects them and connects you to them, that will make it possible for you to see more clearly, understand more clearly, know more clearly, live more deeply, and experience the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and love learn to love yourself more perfectly and those around you more perfectly. And that aspect of your life and your circumstances and fulfillment of those longings of your heart will absolutely be more fulfilled. There's always trials. There's always tribulations. There's always difficulties. But when you have the Son of God standing with you, and encouraging you and teaching you and guiding you, it's a game changer. Nothing's better. I've sat in meetings where I've even recently with leaders from underground church movements from all over the place, and they're all going through crisis of some kind. And I'm the the Jewish guy who lives in the United States who's going through different kinds of crisis, not like life and death crisis, but different kinds of traumatic things. But they're looking to me for an answer. They're looking for me for guidance. And I'm not trying to build myself up here. I'm just saying, give me an example of relying on the Lord and Him guiding you and learning to trust His guidance. So I'm sitting in a meeting with these people and I'm being asked for very specific, pointed, difficult questions. And I don't have the answers. But the one who made me, the one I love, the one I said yes to, Jesus, He's got the answers. And that still small voice that I'm hearing is giving me the words to speak. And I'm only speaking what He's telling me to say. And I watch this situation diffuse and become easier. And I find myself giving them strategy, which is the exact kind of strategy they've been praying for, that the Lord had been kind of talking to them about, but they didn't know how to do. And through my mouth is coming out the details of how they should go about doing it. And in the natural, I don't have that. I don't have that knowledge for that situation, how to do that. But Jesus does. So I just want to encourage you. It sounds like something a pastor is going to say that people can't really connect to, but it's so true. So I would say pray and seek the Lord and His wisdom on how to connect to what I'm about to say. When you are in the most difficult of times and you feel the least adequate to do something and to impact somebody's life, even if it's the person sitting next to you in your house, because there's been so much life experience and difficulty and resentment and bitterness between you, and you're at a loss. Truly seek the Father, seek the Son, talk to the Spirit. And just ask for grace and mercy and wisdom and strategy for discernment. And then wait. Ask the Father to clear your mind so that you can hear His voice clearly. Ask the Son to clear your mind so you can hear His different sounding voice clearly. Ask the Spirit to clear your mind and your heart so that you can hear the Spirit's different sounding voice clearly. Build a relationship of prayer with each member of the Godhead. They have different personalities. They have different things and different activities that they do in the earth. Seek them for the wisdom that they freely give. It's something Paul talked about, and it's something that the Apostle John talked about. It's something that Jude talks about a little bit in the New Testament. Seek the wisdom of God, and it will be given to you. Now, if you want to find out a little bit more about me, you can go online, Tove Rose, that's T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, V as in Victory, then Rose, like that pretty red flower, rose.com. I've got books, I've got articles, there's teachings, there are links to other good resources. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Tove Rose on all of them. If you want to send me an email, if you want to talk, The email address is simple. It's tove@toverose.com. And I just want to encourage you, whatever your situation is, and it's difficult, prayer, communion is the answer. You'll get your answers from heaven when you intentionally take the time to pray and to build your relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And actually, that's the reason the Lord had me write and put out the New Messianic Version of the Bible. Matter of fact, if you want a copy of the New Messianic Version of the Bible, you can read it for free. You don't even have to buy it. Yes, you can do that if you want a hard copy. But if you have the YouVersion Bible app, YOUVERSION, YouVersion Bible app, the Bible is on there for free, the New Messianic Version. They also, on their website, Bible.com, you can read the New Messianic Version there. And there's a couple other places. Bible Hub also has, their website has the New Messianic Version, and we're working on getting it to a few other places as well. You can also download it for free at a couple other places, like my website. I think it's for free on my website. It might be $1 on my website, just to help cover the internet costs and the hosting costs. And then Amazon.com, you get hard copies of it. And the focus of that Bible is understanding the Godhead, how to relate to the Godhead. And if you really have had a hard time understanding how to discern between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what they do in the earth, how to communicate with each individually as, you know, in their proper roles, as, you know, Daddy God, your older brother, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, which is your advisor and your comforter and your counselor, that Bible would really help. And so I wanted to make that free. And in 2018, that's when it became free on the YouVersion Bible app and Bible.com. So I'm going to pray now. Father, I ask you to encourage my brothers and sisters who are watching. Doesn't matter what level of leadership or no leadership they have, wherever they are in the world. Father, you are a God of encouragement. You are a God who loves these. You love what they are called to do. You empower them to do what you have called them to do. And Father, I want to pray very specifically for their prayer life and their relationship life with you and your Son and your Spirit. I ask that you would have mercy, that you would cut through the loudness of their own thoughts and the words of others and the negative words and perspectives of their families and cultures that have prevented them from hearing clearly from you and your Son and your Spirit. The preconceived notions that they may have in their lives from whatever source, that you would cut through those and show them your truth. And I ask, Father, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, so that no matter what situation they find themselves in, they would have an incredible peace and trust and reliance upon you and your Son and your Spirit. That you would speak in dreams and visions. Send them angelic visitations. Take them on spiritual walkabouts. Take them on dream journeys. Let them experience others, even in translation, which is God's way of moving people from place to place. I ask, Father, that this would happen, these things would happen more and more in the earth as they already are happening in other places of the earth. But would happen to you listening to me right now. That's right. You. Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your peace. Those who show mercy are given more mercy. Those who show love see the fruit of love. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. The Apostle Paul has an entire chapter on love. So I want to encourage you, mercy triumphs over judgment. When you show mercy, especially to those who are merciless, without mercy, and you do it out of gentleness and love, knowing God has something better, that God has a plan even for that person and those watching who are being merciless. The fruit that can come, that will come, that does come from your showing mercy and showing love to an enemy will bear fruit long beyond your leaving this life. And you have no idea the impact and won't know the impact of your showing love and showing mercy. You may not know it at all until after your resurrection. And that should give us hope, not discouragement. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to give you a blessing. I'm going to do it in Hebrew because I am a descendant of the high priest. So I can legally do this according to Jewish law. Yivarecha Adonai ve'ishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha vikunecha. Yasa Adonai panavelecha. Ve'asim lecha. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his shalom, his peace. Hashem Yeshua Meshichenu Hasar HaShalom. In the name of Jesus, our Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Shalom.